The Traveler's Journal, July 16th, with views well worth a visit. Experienced travelers know the best views are often found on high. Most places boast at least one great panoramic perspective. Many such sites are works of nature. Others are man-made. But even though often well populated by tourists, these views are usually worth a visit. This week, we'll take to the heights, starting today with some man-made pinnacles that provide a special peak of pleasure. The U.S. is certainly rife with structures specifically designed to be scenic, from City Monument in Provincetown, Mass., and Washington Monument in the nation's capital, through St. Louis's Gateway Arch, to Coit Tower in San Francisco and Seattle's Space Needle. The CN Tower in Toronto
ranks among the world's tallest self-supporting structures
at 1,821 feet. It's followed by the Oriental Pearl Television Tower in Shanghai. London has its post office tower, Paris the Eiffel, Berlin the Funkturm, and observation towers in Oslo and Tokyo. Skyscraper observation decks offer unique city perspectives.
The New World Trade Center is taller.
But the Empire State Building is still the place to see Manhattan. Some say the view from Chicago's Sears Tower is best because it's the only place in the city that the building can't be seen. Bridges create exceptional vistas. The U.S. has the Golden Gate, Colorado's Royal Gorge, the Mackinac in Michigan, West Virginia's New River, and New York's Verrazano Narrows. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. You can visit us online at travelersjournal.com.